A brief summary of our last results regarding the eigenvalues of class or matrices. We found that normal matrices are diagonalizable by means of unitary matrices. We could write unitarily as a special case. Permission have real eigenvalues, we saw real eigenvalues, and obviously are diagonalizable unitarily. This property holds also for Hermitian. What class has been left? The important class of unitary matrices, which are also unitary. Again, they are unitarily diagonalizable. For eigenvalues, what can we say? It's simple to see, we prove this immediately, that if U is unitary, its eigenvalues have modulus 1. Well, the definition of eigenvector for U, then you multiply each side by itself. I mean scalarly, so here we write the Hermitian of this vector must be equal to the Hermitian of by itself, the Hermitian of the right side by itself. Vector, this by itself, this other by itself. Use the well-known properties of scalar products. So, X Hermitian, U Hermitian, U X. Lambda Hermitian is lambda conjugate, scalar. We put together the two scalars, lambda conjugate by lambda, X Hermitian, X. U is unitary. So this product makes the identity matrix. This is the length, the Euclidean length of X squared. This is the square of the modulus of the complex number lambda. The same quantity, which is different from zero. X is eigenvector, so X is non-zero, so the Euclidean length is non-zero. simplify, you find that
these eigenvalues, the eigenvalues of a unit of metrics,
must have modulus 1. You extract the square root. So the result is obtained. In all these cases, these properties of the eigenvalues are characterizing, in the sense, the meaning is that how can I build a normal matrix? How? A generic normal matrix can be built. Simple. We start from the diagonal form any value, there is no restriction on the eigenvalues of a normal matrix, then we perform a unitary transformation. So a matrix obtained in this way is necessarily normal. All normal matrices can be obtained in this way. If we consider the case of lambda sub I real number, we will obtain Hermitian matrices. I can write simply this here, particular cases. Lambda real A is okay normal, but it is also Hermitian. Transformation can be chosen in any way under the condition, the assumption that U is unitary. And for last remark, if lambda sub I has modulus 1, then A is unitary.
Is it clear? Any question? So we understand that if we know eigenvalues, we recognize easily if the matrix belongs to one of these classes. There is another class, important class, for which we have to say something else. The Hermitian matrices, positive, definite, or in the general case, negative, non-positive, definite. So we add another particular case. When the eigenvalues are real, but also positive. And real and strictly positive, then the matrix given by this spectral decomposition, A, U, the diagonal matrix can be written with this notation, diagonal with diagonal entries lambda sub j, U, Hermitian. The matrix,
the family by this decomposition is Hermitian for the second remark, but also positive. Let me write simply PD, positive definite. Why? This is again a characterization that all these are characterizations. This can be seen. What is the reason? In this, let us go first in this direction. So, let us assume that A is PD. Let's give a look to its eigenvalues. So, as usual, we start from the relation between matrix, eigenvector, and eigenvalues. Let us multiply this time both number, both the sides, by multiply by x Hermitian, and you find the result is given by the fact that since A is positive definite. This is the quadratic form, no? The definition of positive definite requires that the quadratic form, the radius of the quadratic form, x summation ax, is strictly positive. On the other side, we have this quantity, which is again strictly positive, so we obtain that the eigenvalue lambda can be written as the ratio between the quadratic form and the square of the length of x. Positive, positive, positive. In the other direction, now we start from the positivity of the eigenvalues. We write lambda strictly greater than zero. We decompose that A is anyway Hermitian. We want to see that it is also a positive definite. So let us decompose. Write it. With the spectral factorization, the composition A U D, that is the diag of lambda sub I, and the Hermitian of U, as usual. The quadratic form becomes this vector, row vector, diagonal matrix, column vector. The two vectors are one, the Hermitian of the other. Let us call the last vector with the letter Y. So the first vector is Y Hermitian. And we recognize the quadratic form, that the quadratic form is can be written as another quadratic form related to the matrix D. But when the matrix related to the quadratic form is diagonal, the whole expansion of the quadratic form, which in general includes n square terms, in this case, since D is diagonal, includes also only n terms. I mean this. Let us write explicitly this quantity. If you help yourself by using visual schemes for the products of structured objects, this is rho vector with entries, the conjugates of the entries of y
diagonal matrix, all the lambdas, column vector y. If you multiply
this by this by this,
you obtain the first
eigenvalues by the first of these entries by the first of these other entries,
and so on.
The last eigenvalues, right? The last of these
vector, the last of these vectors.
Here we have
the sum of
what? The lambdas by,
again, the squares of the moduli of the entries of the vector of y.
What we want to see? We want to see that this is strictly positive. Is it true?
Yes. Why? This number
are strictly positive.
This number, each of them, is
non-negative. So
the sum cannot be
negative. Can it be zero?
It cannot. Can be zero.
Why? Because it will be zero in the only in the case
that all the entries of y would be zero.
Chiaro, è una somma, una combinazione di aree di quantità positive o nulle con coefficienti strettamente positivi. Può essere zero soltanto quando è tutto zero. Tutto zero chi? Il vettore, the vector y. But the vector y, can it be zero?
Can y be zero?
Y was introduced as this matrix by x.
Y has been defined as
the Hermitian of U by
x.
U is invertible, it is unitary, so if
y
were zero,
then also x would be zero. This is impossible because
x is eigenvector. It's not an eigenvector. As been chosen in the quadratic form, the condition of the quadratic form is for x non-zero.
Impossible.
The definition of definite positive involves only non-zero vectors.
So, if we ask for a
matrix of this of one of these classes, the last class, the positive definite, a generic let me write this here, a generic positive definite matrix can be obtained by picking real positive numbers lambda, strictly positive, and by considering a unitary matrix. This can be complex. U is not required. U is not required to be real. So we can have Hermitian positive definite matrices or with complex in general matrices. The matrix obtained this way is Hermitian positive. A simple numerical example obtained from using facts that have been explained, that we met in previous lessons. Example. Say n equals 2, 2 real positive numbers, a matrix unitary. We observed that unitary non-trivial matrices can be obtained by considering rotation matrices, real rotation. There exists also complex rotation matrices. If we want to be simple, say the cosine of pi over 4, rotation 4. Pi over 4, the cosine, the sine. Let us write, but it's the same thing. We don't rationalize. Minus the same number. And so here, you consider only the transpose because this matrix is real for our choice. If you multiply, we don't perform the multiplications, you will obtain a positive definite Hermitian matrix. We have to say something else regarding positive definite matrices. We are able to obtain in this way a matrix of this class, but it is not so simple to recognize if a given matrix Hermitian is or not positive definite. Why? Because we don't know the eigenvalues. The problem here is reducing it to an eigenvalue problem, but eigenvalue problem is a hard problem. So, it is important, it is useful in application to be able, with some in line of principle sufficient criterion, recognize how to recognize if a given matrix
the given permission,
checking if A is omission or no is simple. Mm. So we see immediately if the method is omission. The difficult, the hard job is to understand if it is also positive definite. How to recognize if a given omission matrix is or not PD? Let me give you the results obtained till now regarding positive definite, including the last. We have the definition. The quadratic form must be positive when computed over non-zero vectors. Then we remarked that all the, I write in capital, all the principle minors, minors for us is the same as some matrices, square some matrices. Square for us is this. All the principal square sum matrices of A are positive definite too. We saw this. Remember, principal means that we are considering square sum matrices with the diagonal laying above the main diagonal of the given matrix. Sono sottomatrici minori principali, sottomatrici principali, aventi la loro diagonale giacente sulla diagonale della matrice assegnata. No, not necessarily with consecutive indices of row and column. So also the submatrix 2 by 2 composed by these four entries is also the 2 by 2 principal minor of A. By the definition, it was simple to see that all the principal minors, including obviously the matrix itself, are positive definite. So this condition is a sufficient and necessary condition for positive definiteness. The last result we saw just 5 minutes ago, the eigenvalues are positive. This, is all what we know till now. None of these three conditions is suitable for a reasonable check of positive definiteness. There is another, more friendly in some sense, condition, which is again sufficient and necessary. That we introduce now, a matrix is positive definite if and only if, so sufficient and necessary again, as the prince. The determinants of the leading principle minus,
we denote this particular submatrices with the same letter as the matrix, with an index down.
The determinants of these matrices, submatrices, again, principal minus, but not all, only the leading. Which are the leading principal minors? The leading principal minors are the principal minors obtained by collecting indices of rows and columns consecutive, starting from 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, visually, as we prefer to see our things if possible with some theme. Well, if you consider these submatrices of A, A1, 1 by 1, A2, 2 by 2, and so on, An coincides with the whole matrix. These are the leading principal minors. How many they are? There are n leading. Principal minors. So this condition requires the computation of n determinants. So it is not very a cheap condition. It requires anyway a huge amount of floating operations. But with respect to previous condition, it is in some sense the simplest. Necessary and sufficient in one direction, it is obvious. If what is the easy direction of the Darwin implication? From this to the positive definiteness. Proof. The first case, if let us label this condition with a star. The other direction is the easier. PD, then star holds. Why? A is PD. By the second property, all principle, so also in particular the leading minors are positive definite too. So there are eigenvalues are strictly positive.
The third property.
But you will remember that the determinant of one of them can be written as the product
of the eigenvalues of it.
If you call the eigenvalues of this living mind as mu sub j, we will have eigenvalues, the size I, they are positive, so the determinant is positive.
All the determinants are positive. Second case, this is a bit more complicated.
The other direction, the other implication, we assume that.
We assume what?
We assume that this property holds. We want to see that A is B. To see that A is P, we can use one of the previous necessary and sufficient conditions. We can use directly the definition. So we want to see that given X non-zero, the quadratic form is strictly positive. Well, the proof should be made by induction over the size of the order. Of the order n of the matrix. As usual, we start from the trivial case. If the matrix is 1 by 1, there is nothing to prove. We have only one leading principle minor, which is the matrix itself. The eigenvalue, the determinant, all coincides with the unique entry of the matrix, so all is clear. It is obvious. The generic case. The idea is the following. Let us proceed by way of contradiction. È per induzione ma anche per assurdo. By contradiction. Of what? Of the positivity of the quadratic form. Generic order n, we have that star holds, so in particular the determinant of A is positive. A is a leading principle minor of itself, the determinant of the entire matrix is positive. The determinant is the product of the eigenvalues of A, positive. Let us assume that some of those eigenvalues are negative or zero. Let us assume that, say, m eigenvalues, say the first is not restrictive,
to think that the first M with M are non-positive, negative. This will produce a contradiction. In which way? Why?
We know that A is a unitarily diagonalizable.
Because it is a Hermitian. So it is possible decompose A as U V
your Hermitian as usual, your unitary. We are assuming that V is the matrix with the eigenvalues. We have supposed we have assumed that the first M eigenvalues are non-positive. So we see there in the first M position along the diagonal here here we have the other eigenvalues. Remember that anyway the determinant is positive. The product of all the values is strictly positive. So M must be even.
Must be even.
M out of all non positivi
affinché il determinante, che è il prodotto di tutti,
venga positivo. Bisogna
esattamente positivo, quindi nessuno di loro, sorry, here I can drop the sign of equality. Strictly negative.
The number must be even, devono essere pari,
perché poi alla fine il prodotto deve essere positivo.
Allora, ragioniamo with reason partitioning by partitioning those matrices in the following way. We would like to find
a non-zero x vector with the last entry zero. So let us look for
vector x with the last entry 0,
the subvector formed by the first n minus 1 entries, let us call it x sub 1,
such that
when we consider the quadratic form related to x,
We will find
the value
of the quadratic form related to the leading principle minor of order n minus 1. Is this clear? If I
have the leading principle minor a sub n minus 1, if we consider a vector x with a zero in this position, if you expand, you will find the result of the product of this part, this subvector, by
that leading principle minor,
a
and 1 sub 1 again by x sub 1.
So if we find it, if we find a vector x with a property that it's the value of its quadratic form is non-positive, we will have found a contradiction. Why? Because it's that this value is also the value of the quadratic form related to this principal minor, which by assumption, by induction assumption, is PD. We know that this is PD. To obtain this fact, let us use the diagonal form of a any
x a x is the spectral decomposition of a x. Let us call, as before, this vector as y, and this is y dimension. Give a look to the scheme. Here we have the negative eigenvalues. Here we have the other eigenvalues. What will happen if y has all zeros in the positions from n plus 1 to n? The first m, all zeros. If you expand, here we have a diagonal matrix, you will find, as before, the sum of terms of the form lambda sub I for e going to 1, from 1 to n, and here the squares of the modeling of the entries of y. The sign of this quantity, here we have no negative quantities, here we have negative scalars, real negative numbers, so this quantity is strictly negative if y is non-zero. If x is non-zero, we know also that y cannot be zero. The final step. Is all this possible? X made in this way, and y made in this way. Y has been defined as new emission by x. We see that this is possible in infinitely many ways. Just partition UH accordingly accordingly to the partitioning of X. It says zero here, and the partitioning of y. We want that y has m minus m zeros here. let us call the first part this subvector with y sub 1. The suitable partition is the last column of y Hermitian, the first m rows. So here you have n minus 1 column, the last column, m rows, and n minus m rows.
In the proof that we will find here, the four submatrices of U Hermitian are called
V, capital V, small V, and W, capital small W. To see that this is possible, we multiply the matrix by the vector, and we use this equation. So the question is reduced to see if it is possible to find this x and this y, which means that V by x 1 must be equal, you see, you multiply this row, this black row for the vector V by x sub 1 plus a small v by 0 equal to y sub 1. The second black row, W by x sub 1 plus W by 0, so I don't write it, equal to, here we obtain the zeros, this zero vector, the size is n minus n. So, does do x and y, x sub 1 and y sub 1 exist? Yes, let us start from the second. You see that this is a linear combination. This matrix by this subvector is a linear combination. A zero linear combination, let me add, a zero linear combination of the columns of W. But W is a rectangular matrix. So it is, it cannot have rank equal. The rank of W is less than or equal to n minus 1. N minus n, sorry. The smaller between the two sizes is n minus n, because n is even, so n is greater than 1. So this size is strictly smaller than this. So the rank cannot reach n minus 1. So there exist infinitely many zero linear combinations of the columns of these matrices. So there can be chosen a vector x, a non-zero vector, such that this linear combination is zero. Then use this one of these infinitely many vectors to find the second vector one. So all it is possible.
And so the proof is official in some sense, but
it is the most elementary way to using
facts that we know to prove the result. So we can conclude that by checking M determinants, it is possible to see if Hermitian matrix is PD or
we break for 5 or 10 minutes as usual. Avete domande? Question su, più che sulla dimostrazione, che è un po' tecnica, anche se non
usa fatti troppo complicati, diciamo, sulle altre questioni che abbiamo visto prima, legami fra le varie classi di matrici. Ok,
let us stop.